Let's see how Indra, the king of heaven, is creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. These attractive sinful activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general. Please repeat. Just see how Indra,
the king of heaven,
was creating a disturbance. In the midst of the sacrifice. By stealing the sacrificial horse.
These attractive sinful activities.
He has introduced. Will be carried out by the people in general. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 3:21, Yadyad Achariti Shastad. Whatever actions performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. For his own sense gratification, King Indra thought to defeat Maharaj Prithu in the performance of 100 horse sacrifices. Consequently, he stole the horse and hid himself amid so many irreligious personalities, taking on the false guise of a sannyasi. Such activities are attractive to the people in general. Therefore, they are dangerous. Lord Rama thought that instead of allowing Indra to further introduce such irreligious systems, it would be better to stop the sacrifice. A similar stance was taken by Lord Buddha when people were overly engrossed in animal sacrifices recommended by the Vedic instructions. Lord Buddha had been introduced to religion of nonviolence by contradicting the Vedic sacrificial instructions. Actually, in the sacrifices, the slaughtered animals were given a new life. The people without such powers were taking advantage of such Vedic rituals and unnecessarily killing poor animals. Therefore, Lord Buddha had to deny the authority of the Vedas for the time being. One should not perform sacrifices that will induce reversed orders. It is better to stop such sacrifices. As we have repeatedly explained, due to a lack of qualified brahminical priests in Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas. Consequently, the Shastras instruct us to perform the Sankirtan Jagat. By the Sankirtan sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form of Lord Chaitanya will be satisfied in worship. The entire purpose of performing sacrifices is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, is present in his form of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, people who are intelligent try to satisfy him by performing Sankirtan Jagat. This is the easiest way to satisfy Lord Vishnu in this age. People should take advantage of the injunctions in different shastras concerning sacrifices in this age and not create unnecessary disturbances during the sinful age of Kali. In Kali Yuga, men all over the world are very expert in opening slaughterhouses for killing animals, which they eat. If the old ritualistic ceremonies were observed, people would be encouraged to kill more and more animals. In Calcutta, there are many butcher shops which keep a deity of the goddess Kali and animal eaters think it is proper to purchase animal flesh from such shops and hope that they are eating the remnants of food offered to the goddess Kali. They do not know that the goddess Kali never accepts non-vegetarian food because she is the chaste wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also a great Vaishnava and never eats non-vegetarian food. And the goddess Kali accepts the remnants of food left by Lord Shiva. Therefore, there is no possibility of her eating flesh or fish. Such offerings are accepted by the associates of Goddess Kali, known as Bhutas, Kshatriyas and Rakshasas. And those who take the prasad of goddess Kali in the shape of flesh or fish are not actually taking the prasad left by goddess Kali, but the food left by the Buddhas and Kshatriyas. Evi Rindro Pasam Shistai Pakandar Arivirajanam Riyamanam Vichakshvayanam Yaste Jagadruk Ashvamud. Just see how Indra, the king of heaven, was creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. These attractive simple activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general. Om Vishnu Padayam Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swayantarayane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shinivadi Paskyatya Devasitara Jagannathat Kamanam Yatra Loko Yam Karma Bandhanai Tadartha Mapikondeya Mukta Sangha Samachara. At work, God is a sacrifice for Vishnu. It has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to the material world, perform prescribed duties for his satisfaction, the son of Kunti, and this way always remain unattached and free from bondage. So sacrifice means to do something to please Krishna. To please Krishna means we have to do something which Krishna wants us to do. If we do something that Krishna doesn't want us to do, with the idea that we're doing it to please Krishna, that's not considered devotional service, or proper devotional service. Just like in the Mahabharata, Ashwatthama decided to kill everyone who was left in the camp of the Pandavas in order to satisfy his master, Duryodhana. In the dead of night, when everyone was sleeping, he went into the camp of the Pandavas. Went to the Mahabharata, he was empowered by Lord Shiva, who was standing guard at the gate. And he went in and cut off the heads of the sleeping sons of Draupadi. Took the heads and presented them to his master, saying, I've killed the Pandavas. This time, Duryodhana, his spine was broken by the club of Bhima, and he was preparing himself to leave his body. He looked at the heads, realized they weren't the Pandavas, but the sons of Draupadi. Became very disturbed and chastised his follower Ashwatthama. So Ashwatthama had done something in order to please Duryodhana, but actually he got the opposite result. Similarly, to do something to please Krishna, we have to know what is pleasing to Krishna. And if we do that, then Krishna, if he's pleased, then he says, he reveals himself. Tesham satatam yuktanam vajantam priti purvakam vidami buddhiyogantam yena mam upyantikam. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Realization, in other words, we want to understand how to perform devotional service in such a way is that Krishna becomes pleased, and the result of Krishna being pleased is that he reveals himself to us. And the result of Krishna revealing himself to us, we experience the unlimited happiness. Because this word doesn't mean anything to us. We experience happiness. We experience growing awareness of things as they actually are. How everyone and everything is actually related to Krishna. And we realize we're eternal. The three things that everyone is looking for, not only Hare Krishna devotees, but everyone wants some stability. When they did a survey, what workers want, the first thing that they wanted on the top of their list is security, job security. And next they want things that will make them happy. And training in anything means to be trained how to find a place where you can be securely happy. Now, according to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mamapeti Punarjanma Dukali Mashasvatam Natnuvanti Mahatmana Samsidim Paramangataha. That after attaining me, those who are yogis, they never return to this material world, temporary material world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Under the spell of Maya, it is very difficult for us to take this very seriously, that there can be a world of pleasure. Because after all, we're so much used to struggling, we think that what would I do there if I was always happy? There would be nothing to struggle against. I wouldn't have any value. Probably as an example, someone is sick for a long time. His arms and legs are all broken. He's in the hospital bed. And he's can't pass stool and urine. He needs a bedpan. So he thinks that's life. When he hears about another existence outside of that, he thinks that's a dream life, that this is real life. Similarly, in our present crippled state of material existence, we take this struggle as noble. There was one German philosopher named Nietzsche, and his idea is struggle, that's the actual nobility. Struggle against God, struggle against authority, practically speaking. Just struggle, and that elevates you. It makes you a better person. In other words, the conditioned soul is proud of how much he struggles. Someone says, I'm working 10 hours a day. Another person says, well, do you know how many hours I work a day? I work 12. Well, I work 15. I work 24. 7 days a week. So there's struggle, and why are we struggling? Because we've created a situation where instead of actually getting the result we're looking for, we're getting the exact opposite result. Viparya, Smriti. Vaya, Dvitiya, Vinanesha Tasya. Ishadapatasya Viparya Smriti. We're fearful and we're trying to counteract our fear, our anxiety about our lack of happiness and security, lack of awareness how to solve our problems. So instead of hearing from Krishna and from his representatives that what is our problem, how to solve it, we think our problem is we're not working hard to solve our problems. And if we just work harder and harder to solve our problems, eventually they'll get solved. It doesn't matter what we do, as long as we sincerely work hard to solve them. This is the product of my life philosophy, that it doesn't matter what you do, matata, that any path you take, it all gets you to the same place. Whether you take the road to Liège, or you take the road to Madrid, you'll wind up in the same place. That don't listen to authority, or only listen to authority if the authority tells you, do whatever you'd like to do. Or as one so-called authority said, wrote in his books, don't read books. Or don't accept anyone as the truth. So if you follow him, then you accept him as the truth, that there's no one the truth. He's the only truth, not to accept anyone but him as the truth. Or everyone is God. And everyone is guru. So everyone is God, then who is God? So all this nonsense understanding has led us to the idea that If you're doing something, it's not getting the result, then simply try harder and eventually you'll get the result. If you have, you're in a particular city and you can't find the place you're looking for because you have the wrong map. So what is the solution? Simply look harder. You call up your friend and he encourages you and says, yes, you know, you're in the wrong city for the wrong map, but just be more sincere. Or go faster in your car. No, you have the wrong map. Similarly, in modern society, they have the wrong map. They believe, chintyam apareyam cha, pralayam kamupa shitya, kama pupova paramam etavam iti nischitya, asha pasha shuteravada, kama krodha parayana, ihanti kama bogarta, anyaye nartha sanchaya. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization, and therefore there can be no measurement for their anxiety. Their measurement is what they call off the Richter scale. There is so much anxiety, they don't stop and think that maybe we're doing the wrong thing. No, their leaders, so-called leaders who are actually cheaters, say you're in anxiety because you're not getting enough. You're not exploiting the material nature enough. That you have to take our course, and in our course we teach you how to exploit the material nature in such a way as not to get any reaction. They take a course, they try it out, and they're even more anxiety. So this is called Maya Pitigana, Naradam, etc. They have the wrong map, and they're working sincerely to solve the problems of life. Katiri Krishna Parataksatova Mito Vipadyeta Griha Ravana. The Lama Mahārāja said, they're working day and night. They have their conferences, big, big conferences. They're advertised everywhere, all the newspapers. We're going to solve the problems. Just like they have this G7. All the leaders of the big industrial nations got together. And they said, we're going to solve the financial problems of life. We'll print up more paper for it. The problem is they don't have enough paper, so we'll print more for you. And if you have nothing else to eat, we're going to print up edible paper. So you can eat your $100 bills, strawberries is $100 bill, vanilla will be $50 bill. And we'll print up unlimited amounts of vanilla and chocolate. So they promise that, but individually they're suffering. You can just look at the faces of these so-called leaders, you can see that, they're being tortured by the material energy. And they have a plan to torture, make sure everyone else gets tortured too. So they can't solve their own problems. And they get together, and at the end of the conference, they come up with the same thing all the time. Trust us. I have one hand in your pocket, and I'm taking out all your money. But now I'm putting my other hand, just trust me. Therefore, in modern society, there's only the cheaters and the cheated. The few vaishyas, so-called vaishyas, perverted affections of the vaishyas, who know how to manipulate people through psychology and advertisement, in order to convince them to buy things that are useless. So they work hard to buy something, they think they've got something, and in 6 months it's useless, they have to throw it out, and work harder to get the next thing. It's the same thing, they put it in a different package and claim it's something new. And people are thinking it's progress. but they're just using up their resources, using up their valuable life, and being misdirected by these so-called leaders. And why do they go for it? Why did they allow it? Because because Grihavratana, they're absorbed in the Bali concept of life. They are factually convinced that if I simply make my body healthy and strong, and if I have the means to make my family prosperous in the material sense, and my society, my country, and keep on expanding it, the same conception of the Bali concept of life, that the solution to all my problems lies in the Bali concept of life. So they made a vow. It doesn't matter what happens, I'm going to simply work to the end of my life to gratify my senses. It doesn't matter if I'm completely wrong. Therefore, when the simplest philosophy is explained to them that your body's changing, but you're not changing, it's incomprehensible to them. It's too simple. If that's true, I'm actually not this body. You're saying I'm wasting my time. That all these big, big skyscrapers we built, all these big, big arrangements, so you can go and buy a piece of bread in the store, the credit cards and the big, you know, ships with thousands and millions of liters of oil being shipped over from the Middle East, all the refineries and all the trucks and everything else, so that we can work 24 hours a day to get a piece of bread. You mean it's wrong? You're accusing us that this is not progress, that I'm actually, my whole foundation is wrong. I won't listen to it, even if it is true. I'd rather burn in hell thinking I'm God than be blissful in heaven as a servant. You can be anything you want in this world except for a servant of God. They made a vow like that. I'm going to gratify. This body is my God, and there is no other God before it. Adanta Govir, Vishnutamta Mizram. They're going to hell, but they're not satisfied. They're thinking, we're walking to hell. We need a jet plane to fly us there. It's going too slow. Puna puna charita charana. No matter, it's the same thing over and over again. The same lying politician claims he's going to give you the world if you simply elect them, and then simply steals from the people, makes arrangements to repress them even further. The same hope against hope by Maya that this time we're going to enjoy. And the same suffering. They don't know that the goal of life is to reach Vishnu, to try to satisfy Vishnu. They believe if you water each leaf and branch of the tree, then the tree will be happy. They reject watering the root as being unscientific. They believe if you push food through your ears and your nose, you'll be happy. They reject the idea of chewing the food and letting it go to the stomach. Is undemocratic. Why should the stomach be the only enjoyment? Let the ears and the nose and the eyes become enjoyers too. Equal to the stomach. So they reject the idea that God has to be happy first, and then when we become happy, let us become happy, and then maybe God will become happy. That's democratic. Therefore, they reject the idea that we should try to obtain Krishna, and something completely insignificant they take as all important, as all pervading. Someone can hit a little ball with a stick into a hole, and he's on the front page of every newspaper. And someone has discovered their relationship with God, oh, this person's a danger to society. He's going to spoil the whole charade. So something completely insignificant they take as all important, and something which is all important they take as completely insignificant. Andaya tandero pigyamana ste piksha tantra uru dami vada. They're blind. These so-called big leaders, big PhD degrees, everyone's folding their hands, these big politicians, actresses, actors, they're all the Bali concept of life. Therefore, they're on the same level as Gopura. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, not according to me, I'm just repeating the Bhagavatam. According to the Bhagavatam, they're on the same level as the cow or the ass. The difference is that the cow and ass is rather docile animal, doesn't create so many problems. So these people, according to what we've just read, they're more dangerous than the cow and the ass. But one should not take them so serious. They're blind, and they're, by advertisement, by false education, they're misleading people, and the result is simply more and more problems will be created. The more people become absorbed in the Bali concept of life, the more they advance in ignorance, simply there will be more problems. Prahlad Maharaj's solution is that we should we should take shelter of Krishna. And that means Jagavai Vishnu. Perform sacrifice for Lord Krishna, who in this age is appearing as Lord Chaitanya, and is asking us to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, it helps to chant Hare Krishna and mean it. All the energy of the Lord, all the Supreme Lord, kindly engage me in loving service. But we should also, we have to, by experience, by education, by service, by realization, we have to appreciate the value of loving service. We think, oh, love. Everyone's talking about love. It's such a cheap word. What do I need love for? I already have enough love. I need prestige and money and some of the other things. Security. Therefore, the whole spiritual world, there's no necessity. We can't imagine a world where people don't have to work for a living. It seems quite boring. What would I do there? I'm not under any pressure to work. I'll probably sleep the whole day. Grab some prasad and sleep. So we can't imagine a world without any pressure for working, where there's no problem. What would be there to be reading? There probably aren't any newspapers, because there's nothing to talk about. With no problems, what would we talk about? There's nothing to gossip about. There's nothing going wrong there, practically speaking. So we think, oh, this is quite boring. What would I do here? And then they talk about a world of love. So everyone just looks at each other and smiles. Is that what the world's like? No, we can't understand what a world of bliss based upon loving exchanges is. And that in the midst of that, there are actually practical activities going on. Practical activities without any fear, and not material fear. Everyone there is eternal. But still, that this world is just a perverted reflection of the actual world. This world where everyone is a competitor and everyone's fighting to become God, there everyone's trying to fight to become a servant of God. And God's trying to fight to become a better servant than the servants are. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can't imagine that. Here, actually, everyone is fighting to be a servant of their body, which they take as God. It is not that we've lost our service attitude. We've just changed it from Krishna to this body. This body which is torturing us. We're such faithful servants, despite the fact that the body is kicking us. We're proclaiming You may embrace me, you may leave me brokenhearted, you may trample me, praying to the body, but you're always my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Even at death, the body tries to kick us out, we won't leave. We're such faithful servants. It's torturing us, raising the temperature, we're burning from the temperature, freezing from the cold, trying to kick us out any way it can. We're saying, don't leave me, I love you, I'll do anything for you. And then it kicks us out and we go to our next worshipful deed, next body. We're simply going from one dead body to the other, we're trying to love it, and it's torturing us, and we won't give up this idea of let me love the dead body. But if we become a little intelligent, realize we should love Krishna, sacrifice our energies for Krishna, especially for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the result is, and we'll understand what real love is. Real love is not for this body, or things in relation to this body. We may, our little bit of love, we may be trying to love something which is dead, but when we try to love something which is actually lovable, and experience their reciprocation, then we can actually get what we're looking for, satisfaction and happiness. And that satisfaction and happiness, the poet Divyam Putrika Yena Sattvam, that happiness and love goes on forever. And it's meaningful, because we're really looking to increase pleasure, our own pleasure, but when we're frequentized, we're only looking for our own pleasure, although we claim, falsely, we're trying to make others happy, but the creepers are actually only looking for their own pleasure, and even in the material world, their happiness is the unhappiness of others. That if the newspapers were just full of good news, no one would buy it. They want to find out how everyone else is suffering, because then they find, then they compare themselves to everyone else's suffering, and they think, well, I'm not doing so bad, so I'm better than they are. So their happiness is actually the suffering of others. But real happiness is to see that everyone becomes happy. That an actual devotee of Krishna, he's working for everyone's happiness, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is working for everyone's happiness and giving a very simple means to making people happy, chanting Hare Krishna. Learning how to chant Hare Krishna in such a way as to actually get the happiness that comes from it. There may be certain rules and regulations at first, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, so that the sources of misery are eliminated. Kama, krodha, vimukdana, yatinam, yata chetasa, or yehi, svarshyam, boga, dukha, yona, evite, adhyanta, vanta, kondayana, te, shuramate, buddha. An intelligent person doesn't take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses and their objects. Oh, son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise person doesn't delight in them. So people are thinking that their happiness, what it actually is their happiness, what they're thinking is their happiness, is factually, according to the Bhagavad Gita, their misery, the source of their misery. It may be temporarily pleasing, but ultimately it leads to more and more unhappiness. On the other hand, kama krodha vimukdana vyati namyata chetasam abhito brahma nirvana vartate viditatmana. One who is free from all material desires and anger, kama krodha vimukdana, one who becomes free from those things, vyati namyata chetasam, whose consciousness is fixed on the supreme, vyati namyata abhito brahma nirvana, he attains the supreme, vartate viditatmana, very soon. Kama krodha vimukdana, krodha bhakti, kama krodha, shaknoti hadi yakshodu, yakshari rimokshana, kama krodha vandega, sita sasaki nara. That one who is, before leaving the present material body, is able to check the forces of desire and anger and fix his mind on the supreme, he is happy in this world and in the next. What's that? I can't hear you.
Saknoti.
That's what I just said. Shaknoti hadi yakshodun yakprakshariya vimokshana kama krodha vandega siyukta sasakhi nara.
So real happiness is to check the force of desire and anger, not to allow it to go on in control of them. If we really want real happiness, it has to lie in becoming Krishna conscious. So that's the message of this verse and every other verse. We can't be surprised, but we have to hear it again and again because we're causelessly unwilling to accept this philosophy sometimes. It's too simple, we think. Oh, just think about Krishna, become Krishna's servant. I don't want to do that. I got so many plans for this body, for this mind. It's going to become famous. This is my life. This is the best one I had so far since time immemorial. I'm not going to spoil it with love of God. So we haven't become convinced that real fame, real happiness, real everything has become Krishna conscious. We're not going to lose by becoming Krishna conscious, but we're actually going to gain something, the most valuable thing. So, thank you. Any questions?
Excuse me. The problem is that in material nature, people who think I am God myself, quickly they can find the reasonable solution and they are not God. But in the spiritual way, when they are bad gurus, they go on the yoga and one day you will become God yourself, it's more difficult because the people, they expect something and go like this.
Yeah, well, they're looking for a bad guru. Everyone has a bad guru. Maya. Oh, externally, internally, people are looking to be cheated. We've come here to become God. So as soon as someone tells us we can become God, we become very attracted to it. And if someone says you're not God, all you are is an insignificant servant of God eternally, we reject that. But I didn't come here for that. I came here to forget about that. And here you are reminding me, I reject you too. As I rejected Krishna, so I'm rejecting you. One devotee went to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, they're always criticizing. So Prabhupada said, well, they criticize Lord Chaitanya. The devotee he thought didn't understand. He said, no, whatever I'm doing in devotional service, everyone's always criticizing. So they said they criticized Lord Chaitanya. They said he was a fanatic. So they reject Krishna. He was, so many things. He was a thief. He's a woman. So many things. They criticize him. He couldn't keep himself together. He kept on expanding all the time. Anything we can do to criticize him. So, what to speak of our insignificant selves? Anyway, so, we approach the materialists, you go on the street, try to distribute books, excuse me, and they say, get lost, if they bother speaking to us. So, we think, oh, it's personal, they don't love me. Why should we be out here, Well, they rejected God. What to speak of us? Who are we compared to God? How attractive are we going to become compared to Krishna? So, one has to learn tolerance. And look for sincere people who go into a prison where everyone is, training each other to become a better thief. And you go there and preach, honesty, and you find out no one's accepting your honesty. Well, isn't that surprising? One shouldn't be disappointed, but maybe there's one sincere person amongst the crowd. Dasha Pura Akasha Pushpayate. That phantasmagoria, that's the heavenly planets. Kaivalya Narakayate. Impersonal liberation is like hell. While the heavenly planets is like a fly, the idea is like a flower in the sky. It doesn't really, it's phantasmagoric. What was the question?
Well, I'm saying if it's phantasmagoria, it means it doesn't exist, but you see something that does really, in a sense, exist.
Yeah, well, there's a material world. In one sense, it exists because the energy is real, but our understanding and our is wrong. If you have a plastic elephant, it's there, it's real, but you can't expect it to ride you around. So if you sit on the elephant, you spend the rest of your life trying to get it to move, that's phantasmagoria. It's not going to really help you very much. It's there. It's not that it doesn't exist, but it's not what you think it is. When you're 5 years old, you have, you know, a Mickey Mouse doll, and you're, you know, kissing it, you know, putting it in your bed, whatever else, and you think it's your best friend. That's all right when you're 3 years old. But if you're 50 years old and you still have the same Mickey Mouse doll, but only talking to him, because he's the only one who understands you, that's phantasmagoria. Okay, so thank you very much. It was nice being here. We look forward to come back as soon as possible. Hopefully I'll have a few more jokes.
No jokes.
So thank you very much for your association. You all my offenses. And we look forward to seeing you again. Rathareshma Bhavana Ida Srila Prabhupada Four Primitive.
Namaste.